Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, November 16th, 2020. Just to sort of put this together real fast and then back to the phone. So, you know, election results, we're led to believe, you know, the country, there is this, you know, alleged overwhelming victory for Biden. Some places are still being honest, saying Biden is a projected winner because, of course, the president is elected by the Electoral College, not by the popular vote, even though bad guys want to change that because it's easier to manipulate and just make it look like good theater. There isn't enough obscurity in the small number of electors. You know, you can hide in the obscurity of hundreds of millions of votes. It's easier to, you know, hide your fraud in the anonymity of the numbers. So, you know, some places are still being honest and saying that, you know, Biden is a projected winner. But it's interesting, again, you know, speaking of what Van Jones talked about in his TED talk titled, "What if a U.S. presidential candidate refuses to concede after an election?" That is disrespectful, first of all, to the guy who's in the office right now, which is also interesting. If a candidate refuses to concede. So anyway, he mentions Hold the Line. If you go check out Hold the Line, what's in the guide? The guide contains four parts. Part one focuses on critical actions people can take from now until Election Day, November 3rd, to ensure a successful election. Part two gives background on potential scenarios that could play out between Election Day to Inauguration Day, January 20th. Part three provides a four-step process to start an election protection group. An election protection group. Why? For something that's never happened before ever in your community, and begin planning potential actions to protect democracy. I thought this was a constitutional republic. What's with Barack Obama and all these people talking about democracy all the time? You know, and the Council on Foreign Relations talk, who was it? Oh gosh, those guys most recently. Anyway, democracy is a stable form of government. What? Who are these people? Oh, that's right. You guys are the U.S. aid color revolutionary guard who, you know, John Adams was right. There never was a democracy that did not waste, exhaust, and murder itself. It's a violent form of, they've ever been as violent as they are in what? As they are turbulent as they are in what? How did he put that? Anyway, part four of the Hold the Line offers an in-depth analysis on and model of change from the field of civil resistance, which informs our recommendations. So they have their little document, and it's interesting. Each of us can play a role, really, because it's theater. Is it just theater? I get to the quotes, and we'll go back to the phones. So they have these stages. You know, stage one, from now until Election Day. Stage two, election to inauguration. And then they break it down. You know, they have these, you know, what you can do basically, you know, from Election Day to December 14 when the electors cast their ballots, and then from then to inauguration. They have it all broken down for scenarios that are based on something that's never happened before. Doesn't that seem strange? It seems as strange as the whole country voting overwhelmingly for Joe Biden, particularly in these states like California, 55 electors, you know, Michigan is, you know, one of the swing states, allegedly 16 electoral votes, New York, 29 electoral votes. And yet people, from what I'm hearing personally and the news reports that I'm seeing, people are fleeing these places. They're fleeing. They're not moving. They're fleeing. Washington, Oregon. I've talked to several people who are, you know, emigres from Oregon, shall we say. Anyway. But, you know, the country chose Joe Biden, especially from these places. People are fleeing. Ben Shapiro's talked about it. Elon Musk has talked about it. Del Bigtree's talked about it. But, you know, they're electing Biden and Garcetti and Newsom and all these other freaks, Pelosi. Really? Does that make any sense to anybody else? Okay, so back to the quotes. This is the big one. And Nesta Webster opened her book with these two quotes. People who are unaware of the real situation of things, and the number is large, imagine that the secret societies have for their object the alliance of the people against the kings. You know, workers of the world unite. That nonsense. Throw off the chains of, you know, the bourgeois proletariat conflict. People who are unaware of the real situation of things, and the number is large, imagine that the secret societies have for their object the alliance of the peoples against the kings. It is a capital error. Secret societies are enemies of each other. They make the, you know, people the enemies of each other. They flatter the passions. They excite divisions, hatred, revenge. But it is for their benefit, those behind that agenda. Or rather, that of a few ambitious who would only dethrone kings in order to better oppress the subjects. That's what communism, socialism, fascism, all of those things represent. And that's where you get to the other quote. You know, if men understood the revolution today, it would end tomorrow. Men understood this truism, that these forces that are trying to, you know, unite the workers of the world against themselves unwittingly, then the revolution would end tomorrow, this world revolutionary movement. And you know, from Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Trotsky, Bukharin, you know, Mao, name one, Alinsky, Clinton, Obama, Holder, Van Jones, they all understand this. That's why Van Jones is calling for revolution in America, or, you know, color revolution in America. Go read the great Gene Sharp, the late great Gene Sharp. This is where we're at. And, you know, there, we're at a point where, because of our own graft, greed, and corruption, we buy into this nonsense, which is a thing that I was getting to today. Whether it's money or character, bad men rely on the bad they promulgate to drive out the good. In economics, it's referred to as Gresham's Law. And bad guys know this. Yeats, William Butler Yeats, in The Second Coming wrote, "The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity." I'll get back to that. Back to the phones, Pat in Texas. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. I called you for one thing, but you get on a bunch of other stuff, like the fellow calling there. Well, MAGA, you said Adams, we're talking about Adams, and from what I can understand, great means liberty to Adams, as I recollect.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, I know other people didn't agree with that either, but anyway, check it out. So,
I'm not sure what to check out. Could you explain a little bit?
Well, he was saying that MAGA, instead of "Make America Great Again," it's from the devil, and it's Satanism in red. Well, the red is also in the flag, and it means the blood, don't it?
Yeah. You know, I think when it comes to the flag and the creation of it, we could easily make an argument that we would invoke Alan Watts, you know, good reason and real reason, perhaps. But
I don't know who that is.
John's point was about the Church of Satan and MAGA being the fifth degree in the Church of Satan.
Well, look at it this way, Chris. The devil can't create anything. He only copies something. And right now he loves black and white. And that's what they do. They have a black and white flag. They have everything black and white. If it's not rainbow colors, which they stole from God, it's just black and white. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they didn't suddenly start using the flag. They did when they were losing big. They started using the flag too. But, you know, people around here say, I'm going to take the flag down. I don't want to lose the flag. So, anyway, that's not what I called for. What I called for was, have you got time? Okay, I will. you know, as a Christian, there is such a thing as prophecy. Now, a lot of people say it ended back in the day, and I say, just exactly when did God stop talking to people? And where in the Bible is it that he will stop talking? Well, there's a scripture there. Well, anyway, just, you know, proof is in the pudding. And so you can say, well, that wasn't God. If you hear a voice, you hear the devil. Not really. If that voice helps you, and that's what's going on right now. And you're selling a lot of books. I found out on Amazon, man, okay, afford them. But there's a book that I was just looking at here. It's called World War III in Prophecy. The three is a three, a number three. And it's by Dan Burcham Griffin. And on Amazon, I was just looking at it this morning. And he does have it in ebook, cheaper, you know. And so he has the other books too. But I'm telling you, the man is right on, okay? And I'm not just saying that because I know him. In fact, I didn't believe he was right on. But I'm seeing it, and I mean, I've seen it for a long time now. Every time I'd open the book, I'd think, oh, he must be hearing God. But I don't agree with this or that or the other. Well, maybe I'm wrong, you know what I mean? And so I was just looking at it when you started talking that way, and I know that you believe there are prophecies. I mean, I was telling you about that one the other day over here at Irving, the home of the Irving Cowboys. Okay, you don't have to buy that thing. You can actually go on some archives. My son said there's an archive, and you could just look at it and read it. And and there's hundreds of thousands of them already being printed. So the truth is that God does warn you about the road out ahead. But if you just want to take your chances, well, what can I say? Don't you agree with that? That's sort of like what I thought you were saying. Why would God let you run off a cliff and not try to warn you?
No, I think we have lots of warning, and I think because of because of the social engineering, because of our own hardness of heart, because of our own greed, apathy, and cognitive dissonance, you know, the cognitive bias that basically reinforces a false narrative, and you know, because of the bigness of the thing all around us, I mean, how could it possibly be wrong? It's everybody's involved in this.
Well,
if you're a Christian and you read the Bible and you look at what Peter said, Peter reminds us, you know, if it wasn't clear from the Old Testament, he said, you know, eight people made it out of the flood. There was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their three wives. That's eight. And so, yeah, we could all be wrong. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Well, my son asked me the same question. Mom, how could they be a worldwide conspiracy that was that started that earlier? You worked in the medical profession all your life, more or less. Do you believe that could happen? And I thought back and I said, yeah, I do. I have worked in the medical profession that long. I do believe it. I don't know why people are that way. I guess they just worry about they'll lose their job if they don't comply or whatever, you know. I say, if they want me to do something wrong, I'll just quit first. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I don't know that that's always the answer.
Well, I've done it lots of times.
Well, and I don't mean, I'm not presuming. That's actually one of the things that I intended to kind of touch on today. So maybe I'll get back to that.
All right. Well, I was looking at Dan Griffey's book here and World War III in Prophecy. It's got a lot of others, too, that I haven't looked at. But, you know, it takes time to read books. And
yep.
Anyway, you sell a lot of them, Chris, because every time I go look up one, it's already gone. They don't have any anymore. But if you can get ebook cheaper, you can read it yourself. But see, an ebook, I like them where I can underline it and go back later and say, phew, he was right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hard paper. I know they can burn up, but if God wants them, he'll keep them.
Yep. That analog stuff, the batteries don't wear out, so there are no batteries.
Well, all kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
All kind of things. All right. I guess that's why I called, because I was thinking about this book here and looking at the others and thinking, maybe I'll change my mind and look at it. But, you know, you got to take care of yourself sometimes. And I agree with you and all this. I do not have Nesta Webster's book, because these are the books they take out of the library and you buy real cheap everywhere. And I had a buggy full of books, and I told my husband to watch. No, he put it in there. I said, you watch the buggy. I go, if he didn't do it, somebody got it. And I've never gotten it again. I'll probably never find it again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, well, I just ask God. He might just put it over there in the Dollar General for a dollar. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to tell people to trust God with all your heart, lean not your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.
Yeah. Proverbs 3:5-6, right?
That'll get you through tribulation, won't it?
What's that?
And what I was looking at, he said, you will notice that I never said end times. He said times of the end. He said there's not going to be any end until after the tribulation. People don't want to hear that.
Jesus said, we're supposed to be watchful of the signs of the times and the times of the signs, so to speak. And, if we want to just sort of connect dots and, you know, rubber meeting road kind of thing, I would say that secret, you know, H.G. Wells wrote about the open conspiracy and so on. And now you have this thing called the World Economic Forum that's telling, they're not just telling us their plans. Klaus Schwab is writing books, they're doing videos, they're publishing all this stuff. And I would say that's kind of, you know, one of the headquarters of the modern Illuminati, if you want to say it like that. This conspiracy that wants to conquer and subjugate the entire world and people everywhere. And, you know, you don't have to look very far. You just go read that, or go read the Club of Rome's stuff. They have their books published.
Yeah.
You can download a lot of them in PDF format. Go into clubofrome.org and you just read what they're writing, and they're telling you if you're going to listen to what Jesus said and be watchful of the signs of the times and the times of the signs, the people that are controlling this machinery, these interlocking combinations, as folks like George Washington referred to it, and he wasn't the only one, then you can see, you know, they're telling you, they go, 3,000 people go meet every year in Davos, and then they say, hey, here's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly in keeping with what Adam Weishaupt talked about, and Karl Marx, and all these guys.
Didn't the devil have to go before God and get permission to attack Job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
The devil is telling you, because he's got to tell you it's required, or God will get him.
Yeah. We're headed into a break. Thank you, Pat. Much appreciated, as always.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I got to get back to this subject at some point. The issue of debauchery, basically. And Patrick Henry, man, he nailed it. You know, he said it all when he talked about this idea of virtue, morality, and religion in his letter to Archibald Blair back in 1799. He nailed it. The great pillars of all government and of social life, virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. He was right. And I dare say, you know, nothing, you know, that hasn't changed. So this issue of debauchery, whether it's debauching the currency or our morals or whatever, you know, like, you know, all those guys told us similar sentiments, you know, Benjamin Franklin, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Corruption, viciousness. John Adams, our constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. The subject of debauchery is important, and bad guys know this. Again, you know, from Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Alinsky, Obama, you know, they know this. One other thing, real quick, speaking of the hold the line nonsense, you know, there was an article in the New York Times back in October 28th. Thomas Edsel wrote it. How far might Trump go? No one is quite sure, right? This has never happened before. I guess there was also maybe one other time, maybe in the, what was it, the Hayes administration, I think, post-Civil War, post-uncivil war. But what's interesting about Edsel's article, How Far Might Trump Go? New York Times article, October 28, 2020, is he the most pervasive threat, I guess, is Edward B. Foley's, professor of constitutional law at Ohio State, his 2019 paper, Preparing for a Disputed Presidential Election, an Exercise in Election Risk Assessment and Management. Wait a minute, 2019 paper? You mean kind of like, Project for an American Century report, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that kind of thing, a year in advance? Winter 2019, Volume 51, Issue 2, Winter 2019. You can download it, Article 3. Preparing for a disputed presidential election, an exercise in election risk assessment and management. And he does the same thing as the Hold the Line project. Where is the money coming from for these kinds of things, I ask rhetorically. Using examples from both Pennsylvania and Arizona, two states susceptible to significant blue shifts. Gosh, that's funny. That sounds a lot like... Is Professor Foley psychic too? These guys have amazing psychic powers. The article shows how the dispute could reach Congress, where it potentially might metastasize into a full-fledged constitutional crisis. Right, because that's happened exactly never. Right, Professor Foley? Why would you presume this now a year ago? The most frightening scenario is where the dispute remains unresolved on January 20, 2021, the date for the inauguration for the new presidential term, and the military is uncertain as to who is entitled to receive the nuclear codes as commander-in-chief. In order to avoid this risk, Congress should amend the relevant statute 3 U.S.C. 15. Really? And so same thing, you know, he goes through from November 3rd through December 14, what could happen, analysis. From January 6 to January 20, what could happen, analysis. Electoral Count Act, January 6 to January 20, what could happen, analysis. The Arizona alternative, role of Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera. So who's talking about this? Speaking of evidence of malfeasance. You know, you could circulate Professor Foley's preparing for a disputed presidential election and exercise in election risk assessment and management, but who would know what they're reading? I don't know. I mean, I guess that's where we're at in America. I'd like to think not. I'd like to not be cynical, but you and I know. You know, Brzezinski's mind control trap seems to have come true. They won't believe it unless, you know, I mean, CNN didn't talk about it in a 72-hour loop. So, Chris, come on. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. A 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We all have a role to play, as the Hold the Line Project says. And if you're watching the black screens at all, then there's plenty of theatrics to give the appearance that, as Bonnie Tyler put it, you know, we're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks, or that is giving off sparks. Anyway, I think we should shut off the screens and have a conversation. And if you could hand out, or, you know, point someone to Professor Foley's report, The Exercise in Election Risk Assessment and Management, where he posits something that's never happened in over 200 years, I would, you know, hope that people would get curious enough to say, gosh, that's weird. Why is he saying that? And then we would come to what Joseph de Maistre said or wrote, that Nesta Webster quoted: if men understood the revolution today, it would end tomorrow. Hopefully it wouldn't even take that long. And this is what's frustrating. You know this, I know this, and yet it persists. If they knew what you and I know, and we could live by the courage of our convictions if we could be uncomfortable enough. And that's the thing. You know, if you listen to the World Economic Forum scenario about the cyber polygon, they're saying that, you know, COVID-19 is the what's happened in the wake of that is a pimple on a frog's behind compared to what's coming. And I would say all we've experienced so far in the vast majority of cases is just a degree of discomfort. But what they're planning is, you know, a Stalinist dark sort of winter scenario, if you know what I mean. And the pogroms of Russia, if you want to call it that, you know. And, you know, again, not to try to terrify anyone, it's just, you know, people don't realize what we're facing, and we're marching right into the trap because it works so well. You know, they're not creative. Like Patton, Texas was saying, you know, that's one, anyway, maybe we'll come back to that. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or maybe I should say no. No, not at all.
Don't want to make it sound like a cell phone commercial. Just wondering, for one topic, have you seen the post on Mike Rivero that says MI6 or U.S. and British intelligence communities have declared war on independent media? I just wonder how long it'll be before the likes of Republic Broadcasting gets taken down.
I haven't seen that, but, you know, again, that cyber polygon deal is, you know, I would say it sort of folds into that narrative.
I have my doubts about, because of other past experiences with globalresearch.ca, but I guess if Rivero has seen it this morning, he hasn't taken it down. I don't see that it was posted by a member, though, so it looks like it must have been Claire or Mike Rivero that posted it. You know, I don't know if you've been on their blog, but they have. Most of the stories will say who it is that posts it. You know, by Alex Mark,
you mean,
or by so-and-so, whichever
Global Research?
Member. Yeah, the webpage is Global Research, but now, one of the stories I think that I think both them and Henry Mackow, Save the Mails, posted and it disappeared, which I thought was not a very good, credible thing, during, I think, somewhere near the first or beginning of the second term or near the end of the first term of Obama, there was a story that went up and vanished about something like 14 governors getting letters from the Obama administration threatening the governors with arrest if they continued to fund their state guard, which is not under the thumb of the president like the National Guard is. And that story, I tried to clarify it, and it vanished off the web. And I thought, well, that's not really very credible. You should post a retraction or something that says the source was, you know, questionable or something, you know, rather than just make it vanish off the web.
Yeah.
And so you could still find the Google cache, but I've noticed of late that the Google cache for stuff disappears really quickly, too.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So have I. Mm-hmm.
So, well, when Facebook took me down for 3.5
they're
months.
They're sanitizing stuff in real time.
Yeah, and when Facebook took me down for 3.5 months, I was able to go capture a bunch of my stuff that was public and recreate a new profile, but that is no longer possible. So
yeah,
you got to have
what
your content.
Did I see recently, speaking of that, I don't mean to disrupt or take you away from
that's
that.
Okay.
But I just
I can
saw
barely
something.
Hear you, but
that's interesting.
Turning up my volume.
Um, Something just disappeared. I was looking at, what was that?
Well, there's a bunch of stories about the software that's really stupid. I wish people would really vet their sources better. Be more solid. Did I lose you?
No, I'm just looking for, what was it? I think it was, and it was even in search results for a moment, and it was in a mainstream article. I want to say it was a Council on Foreign Relations. Yo, what in the world was that? That's going to bother me now. I mentioned Biden's disappearing appearance on The Advocates, but it wasn't that. It was, I don't know. I'll find it. Anyway, floating around somewhere in my notes.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion that the next Windows 10 update may be causing problems. So I tried to disable it the best way I could. I had a certified tech on a couple of my laptops disable all the, quote, telemetry on Windows 10, mm-hmm. but somehow or another it gets sometimes reactivated, and so now there's a new update that this thing is trying to push on me. So this morning I had to unplug a laptop and detach the battery as tried to reboot.
That's that thing I call
the update.
Yeah, that's that thing I call assumptive tyranny. No, you want the updates. You want the updates. And they say now that Windows is, you know,
an app.
Well, it's like software as a system. It's Windows as a system. So it's, you don't download it anymore. We just, you know, software as a service is what I meant. So yeah. Now it's Windows as a service. And you don't download it and update it. It's, you know, it's for your safety because the web is a dangerous place. So we should just manage that for you.
Well, I just discovered that was another layer of the trick here. If you are getting a download that you cannot interrupt, I mean, you know, if you're trying to reboot your computer and it says do not power off, you know, so you can do that with the laptop. You have to actually detach the battery as well as the what you call it, the power supply. And
yeah,
then you can interrupt the process.
And it will
reboot without
connection.
It. It'll reset it.
Yep.
And then you can go into the settings and then postpone it, which is what I did. I thought I had postponed it till way up in December. That's one of the things I've read on Mike Rivera's page is just about every time a Windows 10 update gets pushed out on everybody within a day or two, there's a bunch of people who find that some damn software won't work and you have to roll back the update if Microsoft will do it for you if it doesn't brick your computer. So it's always a great excuse to take somebody down. I have to wonder about this story because I've had a few things that could be considered electronic countermeasures that I've had blow up on me in the last couple of weeks.
My recommendation is always just go to pendrivelinux.com, grab any flash drive from the last 20 years and throw a copy of Linux on, and then you can run your operating system the way that the guys who did the operation in Vegas a few years ago did. You know, you can just pull the flash drive and you don't even need a hard drive in the laptop.
Yeah, I understand that. I've actually had an intern that worked with me a few years ago that did that. Everywhere he went, he had a thumb drive he'd plug in. He had all his, you know, his own.
Well, you can take your operating system with you to any hardware. So that's
any computer.
To do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could fish around on the hard drive and get stuff off of there if you need to. But of course, today the thumb drives are monster huge. Back then he was doing it with something silly like
you can do it with a small flash drive. You just go to Pendrive Linux and you know, they have all kinds of information on copies of Linux and stuff for people
interested in doing that. Drive? I got a
pen drive, like, yeah, a pen I can write with, P-E-N drive.
Oh, P-E-N.
As in flash drive. Yeah, pen drive, linux.com.
All right, dude. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Mike. Much appreciated, as always. I'm going to get back to this here real quick. And, gosh, that's going to bother me. What was it that disappeared that I saw? Something. And it was, I want to say CFR, but that's not what it was. I don't know. So, a couple of things, I guess. I wonder if I should save this other stuff, because I think, you know, this is important stuff. Gresham's Law, bad money drives out good. I wonder, does it help when I wax philosophical about the issues of the day? I'm not convinced that it does. Would it help or be edifying or expedient if I inundated you with the barrage of stories and videos and things that I see, press releases, announcements, and so forth? I'm not sure that it would. In fact, I kind of think it would be counterproductive. I think it jams the gears, sort of, and is a big reason why I don't publish more than what little I do. So, you know, part of me says all these things and thinks, you know, are you kidding me? Do you see this? I mean, I see what I see, and then I think, you know, really? And then the things that, you know, like you share with me, or stuff that listeners share with me, I mention that from time to time, and I try to be discreet about that. Not that I don't want to give credit where credit is due, but I just don't want to, you know, shine a spotlight on someone and make someone self-targeting in that aspect. So, but you know, I see these things like you, and I, you know, part of me thinks, are you kidding me? Did you see this? Does everyone see this? Just like the quotes that I'm mentioning, you know, I have thought this, you know, ever since I read Nessa Webster's work. You know, I'm thinking, if people saw what I see and what you see, and they understood what was going on behind this, then this world revolutionary movement, what do they call it? Perpetual revolution, or what's the other term? Permanent revolution, would end tomorrow if it took that long. And then I want to share, you know, all of that. But on one hand, I know you probably have already seen it. In a lot of cases, that's the case, you know. And also, I don't want to upset people further. In addition, you know, I feel like the flooding of the zone, or contributing to the flooding of the zone, so to speak, is sort of, you know, helping bad guy efforts. It sort of lends itself to creating analysis paralysis and the kind of suggestibility through cognitive dissonance that, for example, Lieutenant Brian J. Hancock talks about in Mimetic Warfare, The Future of War. And that, of course, is the last thing I would ever want or seek to do, quite the opposite. So hopefully that's not what I'm doing. And, you know, so then I come down to my own crisis of conscience, the dilemma, you know, what to publish, what to talk about. And unfortunately, I don't seem to be as good, nearly as good as I would hope at regulating that. Therefore, I guess I err on the side of caution, it seems, and end up publishing nothing in a lot of cases, or almost nothing. We're talking about, you know, there's just dozens of other articles that I thought about mentioning today. So I'm interested in your thoughts, your feedback, your opinions, all of that. You know, maybe we can dive into that tomorrow. Maybe that's fodder, food for thought. But I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. You know, I mentioned the Mass Exodus article, I guess, as an example. You know, some of the things that I've seen, you know, ABC launches Big Sky, a show about Montana. That's a mainstream article. And, you know, so I think about this and the Big Sky or the Yellowstone deal and, you know, all of those kinds of things, which seems to correlate to the mass exodus. You know, the what is the Montana land grab? I thought we were selling Montana to Canada for like $1 trillion or something. Weren't we? I guess we're going to hang on to Montana for now. Tommy Lasorda is not doing well. That's, you know, whatever. I meant to talk about the Masters, but as part of the other thing, new stats reveal massive New York City exodus. This is one of the other stories, speaking of the Montana land grab. That's a New York Post article. All kinds of articles like that. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
in closing, I guess, this idea of Gresham's Law, maybe I'll come back to this tomorrow. Gresham's Law, bad money drives out good, is economic. I would say, you know, bad everything drives out good. This is not news. Just something maybe we don't think about, maybe not often enough. And again, getting back to the Patrick Henrys telling us to hold the line, virtue, morality, and religion, you know, that is the armor, and that alone that renders us invincible, according to Patrick Henry. And when you understand what was, you know, this Illuminized plot to corrupt everything and everyone, and, you know, it's been sort of reinvigorated from time to time, like through the Frankfurt School, cultural Marxist bent that says, you know, we should plunge mankind into utter depravity to perfect him, the perfectibilists say. Man has fatal flaw, but we can perfect him. By the way, you know, speaking of, Mike touched on global research, I would say, you know, global research, LaRouche Pack, you know, those, you know, places like, well, I guess, you know, Executive Intelligence Review, I shouldn't say, so Executive Intelligence Review points to LaRouche Pack. And so here's the problem, you know, the research is impeccable at global research, at the Executive Intelligence Review. The problem is, like with the Webster Tarpleys of the world, socialism is not the answer. It's part of the problem. And so that's kind of interesting. You know, when your research is so impeccable, so comprehensive, so in-depth, and you don't know that, that really, I think that's telling, unfortunately. And so, you know, while the research is impeccable, you know, it's kind of like when I mention Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, or like when we talk about, you know, when I say Hayek's Road to Serfdom, and Larkin, Texas says, wait a second, not so fast. What about the Mont Pelerins? And I say, absolutely. The bad guys are always the best at telling, you know, articulating the problem, because they help create it. Problem is when they say, like Woodrow Wilson said, follow me. He, you know, in The New Freedom, A Call for the Emancipation of the Generous Energies of a People, 1913, The New Freedom, he wrote, don't you know that some man with eloquent tongue, without conscience, who did not care for the nation, could put this whole country into a flame? Don't you know that this country from one end to the other believes that something is wrong? What an opportunity it would be for some man without conscience to spring up and say, this way, follow me, and lead in paths of destruction. That to me seems to be the danger. I'll get back to the other thing tomorrow. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.